The trek is a statement of Brown's belief that Abu Jamal did not get a fair trial. Brown says he wants tribal governments to start participating in non-native issues as an expression of sovereignty by voicing opinions on Abu Jamal's case. Brown, who originally considered running for imprisoned Native American activist Leonard Peltier, explains why he chose Abu Jamal.
I started to say, why not run for another person of color? And the one that popped into my mind and into my heart was Mumia, as somebody who was outspoken against this government, got railroaded, and wasn't given a fair trial. Mumia is certainly one of the most important African American voices in America.
This is the longest run yet for Brown, who has run for charity to Southern California and to the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana. A Bay Area resident, Brown says that spiritual as well as physical training is required to meet the challenge of running in the high altitude of the Rocky Mountains.
Before the run, I actually don't train that much, because when you're running 9 miles more than a marathon every day, your bones basically cannot handle too much. And the other side of it is spiritual training, I think, is most important. Like, when I went back to the Browning on my very first run, it's up around 7,000 feet. And it was more of a spiritual preparation of asking the mountains and the spirits to let me pass on that particular day, and being very humble and also appreciating the fact of who I was running for probably got me over the Rocky Mountains more than anything. If I was doing it for any other reason, such as ego, I could not do this.
Brown plans to arrive in Philadelphia in mid-September. However, he will lengthen his journey to include Indian reservations that invite him to visit. I'm Kelly Romaris for the Independent Media Center of San Francisco.